Welcome to the first ever MyBookie.ag big game prop bet backdoor cover special.
Holy shit.
That's a mouthful.
Holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo. The good folks over at MyBookie.ag have given all of us in this room, was it six of us, seven of us? I can't
count. There are seven of us total, yeah.
We all got $500 to real life money, American currency, dollars, to bet on prop bets for the big game on Sunday, which we have done. And we will be sharing with you those prop bets that we have picked. And you can bet on mybookie.ag on which one of us will win the most money through these prop bets. We've got odds on each of us as well that we will be reading to you later. Very exciting times.
I'm excited.
I'm Ross Bolin. I should probably introduce myself and Dylan Chivarri here.
Hello, hello.
We are also with David Ruff.
Hey, guys. First of all, thanks for having me on. I'm very excited to bet on props because I've always been a big fan of giving props. And it's not that difficult for me to bet on which team is going to receive the most props after the game because I think I got a pretty good idea who's going to win. So
hey,
betting
Dave,
on this wasn't that difficult.
Dave, that's not really what a prop bet is.
A clear understanding of what prop bets are from David Ruff, noted postgradproblems.com.
Am I not right?
No, you're not. You are the god, though. And Will DeFries also here. Noted sock.
Yeah, got him.
Oh, sock looking
man,
boy.
Man, feels so welcome right now in this room. This is great.
He's so sucky.
We're really looking forward to hearing your picks as well, Will.
Yeah, this time I'm on backdoor cover. I won't drink a gallon of milk like last time.
That was an odd move.
It was a weird move, but a lot of respect to you for doing it and representing Michigan well.
I did. Yeah.
You did.
I boarded a flight right after, which was a little nervous.
We thought it was a prop at first, but then you just kept drinking this shit. It was weird.
It was my hit juice.
It was hit juice. It was a Jim Harbaugh nod from one Michigan great to another.
Oh, yeah, the milkman.
Sure. Anyway, what are the things? Okay, so here's how you get. First of all, use the promo code BACKDOOR when you sign up on mybookie.ag. You'll get a 50% deposit bonus for any money you put in there if it's your first time depositing. Then you're going to want to go to sports, NFL, and then Super Bowl. What does LI stand for?
Lee, like Chun Lee.
Yeah.
51. Super Bowl 51 prop special.
Wow, can you believe
special
that?
Props.
51 Super Bowls.
Again, that's sports to NFL to Super Bowl 51 special props. There you will find the odds for the TFM Super Bowl prop contest, and that's where you can bet on one of us after we share our prop. We'll have to share with you first, unless you just want to go off name alone, which would be silly. The rest of this, not silly. And yeah, so we're going to do this thing, right?
You crushed that.
So ready to get into the picks.
Man, let's talk about picks, shall we? Oh, there's a programming note here. It says, if you want our picks on who will actually win the game and the picks from our celebrity guests, check out the Backdoor Cover Super Bowl Extravaganza episode, which we just recorded, which is up yesterday. We're talking from the future right now. This is all very confusing. Anyway, the prior episode of Backdoor Cover, we talk with Mia Khalifa, we talk with Tim Livingston from TheLeadSports.com, we talk with the fucking wolf, noted internet pariah, and we get our picks from them too, so there's a lot of knowledge to be absorbed on that episode.
The fucking wolf hates cucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody knows that about him.
He just does, man.
Okay,
not a big cuck guy.
But now we're going to talk about our prop bets here in studio. So let's do that now. All right, Dylan, we're going to start this thing off with you. We're going to kick it off with a bang. We're going to shoot for the stars. You're first.
I'm just going to tell you what I chose.
All right, what are your prop bets that you've taken here on the big game on Sunday through mybookie.ag using the promo code BACKDOOR, which got you a 50% deposit code on your initial money?
Man, that was well said. Okay. My first one, I just very unexciting. I did a coin toss one.
I like this. You have to bet the coin
toss. You have
toss.
To. It's obviously pretty close to an even payout. I'm picking the Falcons to win the coin toss. So it had nothing to do with heads or tails, just that they win the coin toss.
Okay.
Also didn't have to do with whether they defer or not. Just they win.
Straight up Falcons
there
win the toss.
I put how much? $100 on that.
To win $86.96.
Which is, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, okay, I like it. I mean, I'm on the coin toss too, but I'm on heads. I wonder, is there an option that you can bet that the coin will land firmly in the grass with both sides shown evenly?
No, because I think that is pretty much as close to impossible as it gets.
And then you do, I think they just do a redo.
I don't think that has ever happened before in the history of coin flips. So,
well, that would just be a magical moment.
What if it gets stuck
television.
In the grass and it's leaning toward one way? Is that who wins?
And it's that way.
I think that's what, yeah.
You can so it would have to be perfectly vertical, and that's not going
to yes.
happen. It would have to land on its edge.
They would have to bring out one of those things you use. A protractor.
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
You can bet your boy's going to be leaning.
All right. And your next bet here involves noted country singer Luke Bryan.
First of all, I'm disgusted that Luke Bryan is singing the national anthem.
Dude, you're
disgusted.
Listening to him all the time at your desk.
That's not true.
I can hear it through
you're
your
always listening to Luke
you're
Bryan.
You're thinking of Chris Stapleton.
No, it's always Luke Bryan.
I don't know the name of a single Luke Bryan song. I don't like him. I can't stand him. And I'm disgusted that he's representing our country via the national anthem.
I'll tell you what, though.
Sunday.
You know who doesn't hate him? And that's hot chicks.
That is very
they
true.
They fucking mm-hmm. love Luke Bryan.
I've been this watching Luke Bryan's come up for about 5 years
his
now.
His what?
Six, his come up.
Minus the up.
His come. And what's interesting to me about Luke Bryan is that he is seemingly talentless, has awful,
oh, yeah.
awful music, and just can't stop winning. He has a great life. And like yeah. Dave said, hot college chicks
oh
love this.
God.
It's worth being hated by a bunch of dudes to live the life
absolutely.
That he's living.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah,
of
no,
course. Guys, who cares what we think?
No, yeah.
He's got it made.
He does oh, yeah. have the worst gene collection in the history
he's,
of gene
he's just,
collections.
He's just king cheese dick, though.
Remember yeah. when twerking was like really the hot button thing to do?
He twerks to his songs on stage.
When what's
what
her name?
Asshole.
What's Miley Cyrus really blew twerking up for whites, for the white race?
Yeah, lot, she was a twerking pioneer,
Luke
for sure.
Bryan was up on stage twerking. He's a man, baby.
He does a lot of hip gyration in his routine.
Yeah, he knows his audience, and he's playing it up, man.
I got
to
say,
him.
I used to hate on Luke Bryan, and I respect the man. I respect
well,
what
I
he's
don't.
Done for himself.
Can I get to my fucking pick?
He's married
anyway,
now.
So yeah, what's your pick?
So the over-under on the length of his national anthem, per mybookie.ag, is 127.5 seconds.
My God.
Okay, I chose the under. I did a little bit of research. He's done the national anthem twice, to my knowledge, before this on similar stage. One of them was 122 seconds. I
so
was
you're
basing
going
it off
strict,
of that.
You're going off that and you're going under.
I went off that and then I placed my bet and then I saw that he performed another one later on that was 139, which is a huge
that's
variation.
That's the one I saw.
Yeah.
See, that'll scare
so now I'm a little, I don't know.
I took the over.
That skews your
data.
Yeah,
that's smart. And the 139 was more recent, so I don't know what to think. So
I think we know one thing, though. Whether it goes under or over, it will suck.
It's gonna be bad.
I've never heard a national anthem I don't like, so I'm not gonna say it's gonna suck. But I'd rather have someone else there.
Of
do
course,
it.
Did
Whitney
you hear
Houston.
Carl Lewis's rendition?
Of course, oh, Whitney Houston. Yeah. In 1992
I'm not gonna shame a legend.
Was the best one of all time.
Trust people
me,
make
you,
mistakes.
You can make the national anthem
the
suck. It has been done many, many times.
Whitney Houston, the goat of national anthems.
Of rest in peace.
Well, R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P. to the great crack smoking goddess. But
allegedly,
I don't think that's
crackhead.
Allegedly,
I'd say she's a crackhead.
She was a crackhead. Anyway, yeah. Allegedly.
Pipes, though.
She was great, though. Very talented, beautiful woman.
What's your next prop bet you've got going on here, Dylan
Sugarer? I have two Lady Gaga prop bets. First of all, y'all know me. I'm a big Lady Gaga guy.
You're
I'm
a little monster.
I'm a little monster through and through. Everybody knows that. I'm proud of it.
You should never say that about yourself. That's just something you should. No grown man should call themselves a little monster.
I legitimately love her music, and I think she's a pure talent.
Well,
and
I believe you.
A good
do you already
as
have
well.
Your tweet drafted up for when she comes on saying, where my little monster's at?
Nope, but I think I will start drafting that after the show.
Okay.
So the first one is she talks about getting on the roof. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm taking a little chance on it.
So what is the bet?
The bet is, where is it? It is, Micah keeps bouncing around.
Will Lady Gaga be shown on the NRG Stadium roof, and you put down $50 to win $105 plus $210?
Yeah. I feel like it could happen. She's crazy.
Knowing what I know.
And she wants to do it. She let that be known.
I'm going
to
say you lost this $50. I'm going to say this money's as good as gone. You might as well light it on fire. Because she's not getting on the roof, son.
You don't know, son.
That wouldn't make any sense. She needs to be in front of the people. If the roof's closed, which it will be, you can't see her on the roof.
Will Gaga be shown on the roof of the stadium? That doesn't mean she's going to perform on the roof.
Ooh.
Will she be shown on the roof?
Valid like a projector?
Will she be shown on the roof?
Hologram?
Okay, this is interesting. Now, how much would it cost for you to pay somebody to fly over the stadium and throw some kind of Lady Gaga photo or painting onto the roof?
Well, it's going
to
cost more than $105, and that's how much it pays out, so probably. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, what's your next prop bet?
My other Gaga bet is the first song of her halftime show. Dan chose Poker Face. I'm choosing Born This Way. The reason I'm choosing that is because we are in a very politicized, I mean, the political talk is at an all-time high right now. Equality, all that stuff
going
on.
Being gay and trans.
This is a beautiful statement you're making.
Democratic,
here.
Republican.
Maybe she's going to start off with a statement piece is what I'm saying.
And that song, Born This Way, is about being born a certain way.
It's about just living your truth, man.
Okay, well.
So, and that actually pays off. It's 50 to win 325. So that could be a nice little payday for me. I feel good. I feel good about this one.
Now, DeFreeze has a theory that Gaga will be coming out to a song not even by her.
I do have that theory.
That's a dumbass theory.
Now, why is that?
Because Gaga's not in the business of, like, making... I mean, she's not there to promote her own music. She's there to shock people.
So what do you think she's going to sing?
I have no clue.
You think she's going to do Rancid, Ruby Soho?
I don't think she's going to, no. I don't think she would go that deep.
Maybe she'll sing the Alphabet
song. I think she'll do something classic to come out to. I don't know what it is.
Like We Will Rock You or We Are the Champions?
I don't think she'll do We Are the Champions because it's the middle
something
of the game.
Something from Jock Jams, though.
Possibly.
Okay. 69
I just,
Boys?
I just see this happening. And I also enjoy betting the field. I'd rather bet on something,
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Dylan, what's your next prop
My next
bet?
One is the first scoring play of the game is going to be a Falcons touchdown run. And this pays 4.5 to 1.
Interesting.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be Tevin Coleman. That's his name, right? Tevin?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
He's kind of their goal line guy. I think he's going to punch one in from 2 or 3 yards out. There it is.
All right. How much money did you put on that?
100 to win 450. So that could be a nice little payout, too. My last one, I'll just get right to it, that Julio Jones has more receiving yards than Julian Edelman, which is, I feel like is a lock. Am I high?
I saw this one, and I was so freaking weirded out by what the odds were set at that I stayed the hell away from it.
Has Edelman ever had a play over 12 yards, like ever?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, last game, Julio broke off like a 75-yard touchdown. Is that right?
I think he came close. I think he was out for a couple of games, but he is usually one of the top receiving yardage-wise every year in the league.
He's the best receiver in the league.
Literally last week, the last time they played, he had a 75-yard touchdown.
He had a 300-yard receiving game this season.
So you're essentially betting that he... I just don't see how
I'm basically betting that he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, I like this bet.
I don't see how he doesn't have more yards than Edelman. And that's basically a 1-to-1 bet. So
that's all that's all your prop bets right there.
Here's one I wanted to bet on, but I didn't. You can bet on someone streaking during the game, but there's like clarifying language or qualifying language, and it says they have to streak downfield. I don't really know what that means.
So
that means
cross field could be
like 20-20, or that he run for like 15 yards or 50. I don't know what that means, so I didn't bet on it.
Well, thank you for sharing it with us. Anyway, you know,
yeah,
like
I'm
is
done.
It like
I'm
full
done.
Dong out.
I don't know.
Now, what are your
I don't know
odds?
What a streak
you are
technically is.
You are favored to win this competition we have going.
Actually, I think you are.
No, yeah. Ross, you are.
I am favored to win.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's just
don't screw it up.
Second favored.
Interesting. I've always been the favorite in life.
That's not true.
So what's next? What's this? What are we looking at here? Okay, good. Somebody else's. That's what
somebody
we're
else's pick.
So now we're going to talk about somebody's
I think this
picks.
Is mine.
Gatorade shower.
They're Will's. They're Will DeFreeze's.
This is mine.
Will, let's go through your prop bets for the people so that they can choose you if they think that you're going to win.
I bet $50 to win $300 on Manziel getting arrested.
Dan did the same bet.
That's
I just figured it's more fun to root for Manziel getting arrested than it is to root against it.
Again, I think this is stupid. I think this is wasted money. Yep. Sad.
I ride with
the
Johnny.
The only thing, I know he's sober. I just think it's a little weird that the odds were this low for him getting arrested, which makes me think that Vegas knows something that we don't.
Fair. What's your next pick?
I took the under, like Dylan, on the national anthem. That's mostly just hoping that Luke Bryan gets off stage as fast as possible.
Shots fired, bitch.
Boom. Also, if there's I don't know how flyovers work, but do they have to get off in time for the flyover? Or do those planes just like fly in circles until they just zoom over?
They're in a flight pattern, like probably a mile.
It is
or
impressive
two away.
How well timed it is.
Because like that's, I'm just wondering about that. Like I feel like that could throw it off at some point.
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know.
No, they're in the air for a long time. They just circle around like if there's a flyover at Cowboys Stadium, they'll be circling over like my parents' house in Duncanville, and you'll see them head that way.
Yeah,
it's
they specifically
tight.
Circle Dave's parents' house.
Yeah, just our house.
Nothing gets me hyped more than a flyover.
Nothing.
No,
nothing.
It gets me fully torqued.
If they do like a B2 bomber or some shit, I get
one
really
of my bucket list items is to be on a field when a flyover takes place. Because you just got to feel a straight rush to your
be on the actual field.
Yeah. I mean,
right
as a
balls.
Fan,
like as
like
a player,
in the stands, yeah. You feel incredible.
Because that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think that ship sailed.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Not as a player, as like a guy who's on the field.
Just get a press pass.
You've been in the stadium
with some type of press pass. Yeah.
When it
happens, probably
work
that out.
Sure, but I want to be on the field.
I
and
feel
I
like that's entirely possible
say,
to happen. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Underrated, I think, is the chopper, like the Apache flyover. Because you don't see it coming. You're expecting like a stealth, and all of a sudden you just kind of feel it and see the chopping.
It's a different kind of power.
See the chopping?
See the chop? You can see the chop sometimes.
Yeah, different kind of power.
Yeah, no one man should have all that power.
Was it the national championship recently? They did the F-35, like the debut of the F-35, the new jet.
Yeah, it costs like $3 billion to make one or something like that.
It's six. Yes.
Look that up, Micah. Find out
how
much
$3
billion. You know who's in trouble? You know who's in trouble is those terrorists over there.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't see the business.
That's
end
what
of
I think about when they fly over. I'm like, dude, this is what people.
That's what they see right before they die.
Oh, yeah,
we're about to die.
They get the opposite feeling of us getting psyched.
These days, it's. They should probably just do drone flyovers now.
It is. Yeah.
It's like
no sound at all, just totally uninspiring. Just
I think I see.
Cool.
That's it, man.
Oh, drops an Amazon fucking package.
All right, well, what's your next prop bet that you've got going on here?
One was the Lady Gaga doing a different song. Don't say I told you so. I don't know what song it's going to be, but I bet $100 to win.
So it's
200.
Just any other song?
Any.
The Field plus 200.
Yes.
But okay, no. Well, my bookie lists about seven songs.
Okay,
that she
can I got you.
They list all the hits. All
right.
The hits.
Jeez.
All right. She's got more.
I'm
than
not
going to
be
hits,
bummed
right.
If she opens up with Born This Way. Like, I'm not going to be bummed. I love that song.
I'm telling you, she's awesome.
That song goes.
I'm not a little monster.
Her newer stuff isn't doing
like
it for
her,
me
I like
at
her
all.
Old stuff. Poker Face.
Before she sold out.
Before she did the quote dive bar tour.
It
was real dive bar-y.
Yeah,
maybe she'll wear a meat dress.
Yeah, I hope she wears a meat dress.
Wears a dress made of human flesh.
I wouldn't put it past her.
I would.
What
either.
If she wore like a big sock? Would you be pumped?
No.
Yeah.
So you got a Gatorade shower prop bet?
Yeah.
A song from her newest album that really goes is Million Reasons. So good. Check it out.
Yeah, I've heard that song.
It's good.
I'm probably not going to check that out.
I heard it on the radio.
No, you should.
I did Yellow Gatorade.
For the winning coach to be dumped on him?
It's just a classic.
What are you, a big fan of Golden Showers?
No, it's just a classic, you know? I'm actually, my favorite Gatorade's Riptide Rush, but they didn't have that option, so I didn't go with it.
Riptide Rush, that's refreshing. So that's plus 300. You got 100 down. You put $100 on the Gatorade shower. That's a ballsy. That's just good for you. Also,
big Gatorade shower guy.
You do think that a player will go out with a concussion or concussion symptoms?
Yeah, ESPN can take away the jacked up segment, but they can't take away dudes getting CTE. And so I'm cheering for big hits.
So you're rooting for a lot of truck sticks.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
I think we all are. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So plus 135. Will's got $100 to win 135 on a guy going out with concussion or concussion symptoms. And your last one, Will, tell us what it is.
I have Edelman as Super Bowl Lee MVP.
Woo!
Did Edelman purely because of the odds and the realization that we can, in fact, win money in this. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do this because if he wins, it puts me in a very good position to win some money.
You know what's interesting is I didn't know that we could actually there was a competition amongst that the winner of the this thing gets $750. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I placed my bets in the blind.
Get
like a
out
moron.
Of town.
I had already placed my bets, and then I realized like at the end, like, oh, I made a bunch of stupid bets. I should probably make one that could actually propel me to the winning.
It's tough for a receiver to win.
This is another one.
It is, but when he out receives Julio Jones, it's going to happen.
Well,
now we're talking trash, baby.
Oh, baby.
He just puts you in the doghouse.
I'm on the doghouse.
No, you're in the sock
drawer. You're essentially betting on Edelman having like a
Let's not make that a thing.
Did you say you're in the sock drawer?
Yeah.
That is incredible. Yeah. That's good.
Get cozy.
Oh, God. Okay, so you're essentially betting on Edelman having like a punt return touchdown and a couple receiving touchdowns, because otherwise there's no way in hell this happens.
Well, it's been known for guys to win an MVP with some special teams plays.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
You're absolutely
It's entirely
right.
possible it could happen.
That's great. That's interesting. Now, Dave, I think we're going to move on to your prop bets here, if I'm not mistaken.
$100 to win $6
is $66. So let's go. You've got four prop bets here. You really busted.
No. I got five.
You got five prop bets here. You really.
No, I didn't.
Nope. You got.
Right,
you
no,
got
no, no. Well, yeah. Let's go into it, man. Right, my first.
Your Johnny Manziel bet is so bad.
All right.
You so went all out of that Manziel.
My first. No. Let's do this. My first bet is on the Beechcraft King Air C90 GTI, a classic prop plane. What? Probably one of the timeless ones. You'll see those things flying around these days. That's my first prop bet.
What is it?
What are you talking about?
Prop. Propeller? On,
what?
Oh, propeller.
Oh, I see what you're... Okay. Yeah,
Dave's
no,
doing
that's...
doing a bit.
Jesus, God. We're making plane jokes here. That's what we do.
There's going to be two guys who think that's funny.
A prop plane bet.
All right. Yeah, what, did I even bet? I don't know. I
you threw that one out for the pilots out there.
Look at his phone. He looked up prop planes just now on his phone.
No, so I didn't. That's my screensaver.
Okay.
On my phone.
All right. What's your first prop bet here, Dave?
All right.
Let's see.
Looks like $100 to win 80. I've got Luke Bryan hitting the over.
Oh wow! So you're going against the grain.
I did some research and I saw the second video that Dylan mentioned. I didn't see the first. Had I seen that, it might. Change my bet.
To be fair, the first one was pretty old.
We talked about this too, though. It's a much different situation, him singing it alone rather than on stage at one of his concerts.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
When you're sitting on the field with no band around you and a crowd not playing to you.
I think it's going to be him and a guy like his guitar player on acoustic. And I think Luke Bryan knows that there's guys like us who none of us have talent, but we like to talk about guys like him who are out there doing it. And he's going to try to he's going to try to nail this.
He's probably got some boys that are betting the over. And
I'm
going to
say the over is a lock. I think this is a great bet. I think the over is a lock. Let's pound it. Let's pound the over together. I didn't take the over, but I think it's a lock. What's your next prop bet?
So now this is a controversial bet because it's $100 to win six.
No, it's $100 and 5 cents.
Correct. I had to do that to make the money work. Okay. But here's why. It's more of a symbolic bet than anything because I'm ride or die with Johnny. And Johnny Manziel will not be arrested at Super Bowl Lie.
Okay. The odds are minus 1,500. You bet Johnny will not be arrested at Super Bowl Lie.
Correct.
$100.05 to win $6.67.
Just a genius
Every
bet.
Penny counts.
When does the weekend end? When is this bet over?
He just
Sunday
put out a new
at the
album.
Stroke of Midnight, just like Cinderella. Now, why in the name of
He's
God
a star
did you
boy.
Tack 5 extra cents onto this thing?
To make the money work.
Because
the
odds
work,
were
baby.
So bad that you couldn't possibly
cent.
Bet
it's a numbers
$100.
Game,
okay, you did have to make the money work. I see what you did there. Okay. Oh, well, I think that's probably a lock as well.
Hey, look, when I got 6 bones in my pocket, dude, don't come asking to borrow money.
Okay. All right. We got your next prop bet here is a very interesting one, Dave. Why don't you walk us through it?
Which one is this?
It's the...
The over.
You bet the over in the game.
Yeah,
oh, wow. What a crazy bet.
$181.
How'd you find that prop
$181
online?
$181.82.
Is this even a prop bet?
No, that's just a bet.
That's just a bet.
Oh. Well, maybe I ventured from the,
deal. Now, what we have here is a classic misunderstanding. This isn't even a prop bet. So we're just going to stop talking about it. But Dave bets the over. Over 59. I think you're DQ'd, dude.
I too like the over, though, Dave.
Hey, thank you.
Maybe you should have taken that 200 and put it on your lock of Johnny not being arrested to get another 1250 in there in winnings.
Look, when Johnny comes back, you're going to be ruined the day that you laughed at me. Let's talk about my next one because I think it's the best one.
Okay. Save
99 to win 86. Which one is this? Oh, it's
over
10.5. This is Brady at his passing.
Another crazy
yards.
Bet by Dave.
Dude, you're a wild man.
310 to
Dave has bet over 310.5 passing yards at minus 115 odds. He's got $99.95 to win $86.91. Again, not sure where you're getting these numbers.
It let me bet on.
I am not threatened by Dave's picks. I'll put
no,
it
no,
that
no.
way.
This is a prop bet. This is a legitimate prop bet.
Okay.
You've done the right thing here. What I'm asking is why $99.95 rather than. Maybe if you'd taken the 5 cents from your Johnny bet, you could never had an even number
no,
here.
No. There's a strategy that you would
it's
never
it's
understand.
Clearly all he had
you're
left
not
in
an
the
analytics.
Account.
You're not an analytics and numbers guy.
Now, what we've got
Dave
here,
has the lowest ceiling.
This is very
by far.
But if he wins out, like, he might, it might work out now, for him. We're not sure.
Dave has four total bets. He's got $500 on the line to win $355.40.
Yes, I do.
Now, what is
conservative
is,
play.
Is Dave the underdog in our competition? Because his odds have to be the worst.
I think
right?
he's number, the worst. I think he's number 6 out of 7.
No, I'm not. I'm number 5.
Number
out of
5 out of 7?
Sweet Jesus.
They're all coin flips except for the Manziel one, which is pretty much a lock, but he's going to win $6. So
Dave is
six
not the
bucks that I didn't have.
Dave is not the value play in this tournament.
No, don't do anything with me.
I'm not threatened by Dave.
You shouldn't be. I did this like at 5:45 the other day.
Your brain was just on low power mode?
Yeah, I was two cold brews deep, and I was on the back end of it.
You were
so.
3 deep, if I'm not mistaken.
I was 3 deep, yeah. It was 2.
That, hey, that's too many cold brews
for
one day.
I mean, one of your bets is, $100 to win $6. So, all right, let's move on to my prop bets. My first one is that there will be a missed extra point. I say yes. Okay. There will be a missed extra point. Plus 300, $100 to win $300. There have been so many missed extra points this year.
Plus, it's a big stage.
So many in the playoffs, too. Where is the extra point line now? The 35, the 28?
It's like a 35-yard field goal, yeah.
Man, that's just, you know, I think that's a great bet for me.
I like it a lot.
Thank you, Will. My next one is Julian Edelman, that he will have more receiving yards than Julio Jones.
Oh, so you're fading my Julio Jones pick.
Which is funny. It's interesting because I said I loved your pick.
Yeah.
And yes, then what we have here is a total contradiction of that.
Yep.
Classic flip-flop.
Because I bet Edelman -1.5 in receiving yards. I don't know why, but I did. $55 to win 50. I don't really recommend following that one. The next one I have here is 57-50 that heads will be the coin flip. Interesting. Really interesting. That's to win $50.
It's exciting.
The next one is $82.50 on Patriots to score the first touchdown in the game, or that their first score will be a touchdown. I'm sorry. That their first score will be a touchdown. That's the bet.
That's the bet.
And
just
it's -165. And I just, you know, it's Brady. I just see him pulling off. Even if it's third and long, he's going to get the TD. That's just how I feel.
Great sports point.
Thanks. $82.50 to win 50. That also, in hindsight, kind of seems like a stupid bet. I don't know if I recommend that. But I recommend it. So the next one here is Martell. This is my favorite bet.
Huh.
That Martellus Bennett will get two or more touchdowns is +1,400. +1,400. Crazy odds. Crazy payout possibilities.
That's a good bet. As much as I hate that SOB.
I do like that
dude,
bet.
Dude, they light up their tight ends. And I feel like it's been a while since he made a lot of noise. This is it.
It's been a long while. That's why I don't
like
your
feel
like
he's
going
to make some
Super
noise.
Bowls have a lot of unlikely heroes.
That's how
Ooh,
I feel.
Great point.
That's
we'll see how this
I
works
feel.
Out.
Yeah.
I put down $100 to win $1,400. I like to live dangerously. The last prop bet I've made is that the Patriots will win by between 4 and 6 points for +750.
I don't hate this bet.
It's $105.50 to win $791.25, which, listen, I just like it.
Look, if you hit one of your last two bets, you're sitting really nice.
Mm-hmm. So my total here is I've got 6 open bets, $500, and I think I accidentally put an extra 50 cents in there.
Yeah,
I
what
cheated.
The fuck?
Sorry about that.
You fool.
Disqualified.
Whoa, that's not cool.
And I can win $2,641.25. It wouldn't shock me if all of these hit. It really wouldn't. I wouldn't be that surprised. So
that's why you're the favorite.
That's why I'm the favorite, because I'm smart.
Does Micah get to talk about his picks? Oh, we're gonna break first, but then he's going.
We're gonna take a small break here, and when we come back from this break, something very special is gonna happen.
Oh,
it's something that I personally don't like, and
it's gonna ruin my day.
I know a lot of people that don't like this particular thing. It's called the Bone Zone. It's a segment. But it's coming back as soon as we get back from the break. I apologize in advance for what you have to hear.
Welcome to the... Inside TFM Podcast! J-Bone here. Ross kicked me off of Backdoor Cover because my takes were too hot and my bets were too good, and I was, you know, showing him up, which is fine and cool. But if you want to hear me still talk and say Bone Zone things with my co-host Jay Goldman here. Sports! Sports! head on over to the Inside TFM podcast. Subscribe on iTunes every week.
You're sitting at your desk. You're bored. You're combing through spreadsheets wondering how the hell you're supposed to distract yourself. You know what the answer is to that? The Touching Base podcast.
You got time to kill, baby. Kill it with us, Touching Base. Just give us a shot to earn your business. I promise we will not let you down. Thank you.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Hey!
All right, let's talk about... We got Dan. Dan.
Yo.
Dan Regester here. He's going to share his prop bets with us. Okay, because
show us your prop.
He's got some props, and he wants to share them with the people. Dan, what's your favorite bet out of these bets that you've made? Looks like you have 6-7 bets here.
Well, I think it's that top bet right on the screen right there. I think that's the lock of the century.
What is that bet? Why don't you tell us?
I think Peyton Manning appears in over 1.5 commercials during the Super Bowl.
Now, I'm a big fan of this one, too. The odds are not. It's -170, so you've got 170
bucks
odds down to win 100. But
it's a lock.
This seems insane to me that it's only 1.5.
He's not playing football. He has nothing else to do. He's recorded at least 7 commercials.
They play that stupid fucking Peyton on Sunday morning commercial 15 times a game.
And you know Papa John's getting in the mix.
Papa's in the house.
True. That's true.
I have to say, Dan, I out of all the prop bets that I've seen, I think this is the biggest lock to me.
It doesn't pay very well, though.
But I think it's pretty much free money.
It is. Well, you're stealing money.
He allocated $170 of his $500 toward it, so he better be pretty confident in it.
I'm pretty confident.
Let's go through the rest of these. You've got your next one is...
it's my favorite bet.
Is that you were betting that a player will be taken out due to concussion or concussion symptoms.
Yes.
+135.
They're going to fail concussion protocol. It's going to happen. There's going to be at least 2 or 3 guys that are going to be knocked out. Maybe, hopefully Hogan. I don't know. One of the white guys on the Patriots. Hopefully.
You want to see a
hopefully this guy.
You want to see a gritty white receiver go down?
Yeah.
Okay.
And back then, in like, my day, they play like, through it.
Yeah. No, they're going to try
to.
They're going to stammer around, try to get their trainer to let them back in the game, but it's just not going to happen.
So you got 100 to win 135 on that.
Yeah.
On a player to go out with concussion or concussion symptoms +135. Your next one is...
Well,
what is this?
Julio Jones. Part of the reason I said the last bet is I have the Falcons and I have Julio Jones winning the Super Bowl MVP +800.
Pays 8-1.
$30 to win $240.
That is interesting.
I think that's good.
So the Falcons have to win.
Falcons need to win. I need Matt Ryan to throw a few interceptions, but Julio to just go off.
Yeah, or you need him. You need Julio to catch every Matt Ryan touchdown pass,
and then which is very possible.
Catch like 200.
The guy's an animal.
Yeah.
Yes, he is an animal.
He's a thoroughbred.
I think the only reason Julio is +800 is that everyone assumes it's either going to be Brady or Ryan taking home the MVP.
And it will
it's
be.
It's very hard for a receiver to win MVP when the quarterback usually gets the award.
So that's kind of a flyer you've got going there. You've also got a very interesting bet that I can't even believe mybookie.ag offers.
It's only weird. It's only +600. You think
who knew Johnny Manziel
odds
would appear in a prop bet for the Super
but
Bowl? But
I have Manziel. I just took a flyer, $50 to win 300. That he will indeed get arrested over Super Bowl 51 weekend.
I can't believe that you can bet on this.
That's funny,
and it's interesting because it's like, what defines an arrest?
When was the last time he was arrested? First of all,
I mean, in handcuffs, probably getting booked.
Here's a question: is he in Houston for the Super Bowl? Do we know that?
Yeah, yes,
he has to be.
He is not signing autographs. Right. He's gone on record and said he is not signing autographs for money.
Well, I saw he said he's not doing selfies for money. He's not charging for selfies, as it was reported. He was saying $50 a selfie. Apparently, that's not true.
So he will be in Houston. He will be probably indulging in alcoholic beverages.
He's gonna be wearing
way.
Is he wearing another
new
Patriots
Johnny
jersey?
He's
a big Tom guy.
Dude, he's
a Tom
guy. He's sober now. He's sober.
Yeah, okay.
Clean and sober. So I think this is +600. It should be more like +3,000.
It should.
I don't think Johnny's getting arrested.
But with those kind of odds, it tells me he's getting arrested. Only +600. It's like Vegas knows.
Like they know.
Yeah.
They're going to bait him into something illegal.
Everything in this life is predetermined, you know, by Las Vegas. Yeah.
And then, of course, the next bet. Tails never fails.
See, I'm on Dan's bet.
Yeah, and
the Tails will win the coin flip -115, $50 to win $43.48.
Doesn't the coin have like Patriots on one side, Falcons on the other? It's not really a true Tails.
No, it's heads and tails.
That's very interesting if that's true.
I don't think it is heads and tails.
I bet on heads.
Well, what the team they say second is probably Tails.
That's probably how they do it.
There's a heads tails classification, regardless of what's on either side of the coin. It'll be we'll just need to be very clear on that. The referee will need to explain that to us for all of us who have taken this prop bet.
I think they usually do.
Yes,
they're usually.
I'm thinking about maybe driving out to West Texas just so I could like watch the coin toss with you, Ross, and then just say suck it and then drive back.
That would be harsh.
That seems like a complete waste of time.
I'm on heads. Dan is also on Lady Gaga's first song during the halftime show to be Poker Face plus 1100.
Yes, I took a flyer on this because Jared actually made a good point about her opening up with. I think the line was something along the lines of,
"I want to hold them like they do in Texas,
please." Or something. Yeah,
is the line. Smart.
That's pretty fucking corny.
You only risk $10. So that's just fine.
$10 to win.
The Super Bowl the halftime show tends to be pretty corny though.
Yeah, that's fair, but
I don't know. Katy Perry. That line. Remember Katy Perry?
Is she gonna do the emphasis on the Texas part?
Katy Perry was awesome.
Like Jared was. Okay.
Katy Perry is awesome.
Katy Perry
I
is awesome.
I wanna hold them like they do in Texas.
What's she gonna? The thing is, what is Lady Gaga gonna come out on? Because I mean, she's gonna try to one up Katy Perry. Katy Perry came out on a giant lion, right?
Didn't she say she wants to be on the roof?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
She requested.
She's gonna
it.
Owen Hart it.
They're not letting her. I don't think
she's gonna Owen Hart it and just like.
Jeez. Dude, it costs like $50,000 to open that roof.
That's a drop in the bucket, son.
You've also got here that a fire alarm will be triggered
by either team hotel
the night before.
Night before, yeah.
Plus 190, $90 to win 171.
I mean, the Patriots already did it to the Steelers.
Those are outrageously shitty odds for this.
Yeah.
How is it only plus 190 that a fire alarm
because
is triggered?
I feel like it happens a lot.
There's a lot of assholes, man.
And I think
a lot of assholes. They've done it. They have a history of doing it. Someone's going to do it.
The answer is because you or I could go do this right now.
What's a max bet? Put $1,000 on it, go pull it, and you win.
I think you can only bet $100.
You just want to put down enough that you cover your bail.
No, you get away with that pretty easily, I think.
I don't know.
But those are all my props.
Those are Dan's props.
Dan's going to go pull the...
Dan, what are your Dan's odds go to win this competition amongst us all here?
Well, I forget. Was that plus 200?
Producer
they're pretty
Mike
good.
Is,
I think it was
Producer
third.
Mike is going to pull it up. If you like Dan's prop bets, you can get on mybookie.ag.
Dan, I hate your prop bets.
Why do you hate them?
I don't know. I don't really hate them.
Like I said, you've got... My favorite one is your first one. The... minus 170 that, what is it? What was
Peyton
your
Manning.
One? Oh, that Manning minus 1.5 amount of Super Bowl commercials. Or is it appearances, period? Or
yeah, he just shows up on a commercial, yeah.
Okay, commercial.
Bill and I get lots of respect in the, the odds here.
Dan,
I have no idea what your picks
Dan
are.
Dan is
but.
Plus 220 if you feel like Dan's prop bets have the best chance of winning. Ride with Dan. On mybookie.ag.
Cheer for concussions, Peyton Manning commercials, and Johnny Manziel's
arrest.
So
there's only seven of us doing this. I thought Key was doing it, too. So just seven of us. Okay. This will be fun.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, Dan. We
Thanks,
love you.
Dan.
Man, what a great segment, Dan.
Right, go finish your
go finish your stuff.
All right, we're back, and it is now just me. Will and Dave took off, and then Ross had a split. He had a haircut appointment that starts in about 5 minutes, which is me now. Let's hear from Micah. It's time to do Micah's picks. He is in on this contest. So we're going to see what kind of props he's into. Micah, take it away, man.
Thanks, Dylan. I've just got a couple. I've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 total. I'm on the Luke Bryan over. I think there's going to be a two-point conversion. I think the Falcons are going to get the first sack. But the one that's most important is I put $200 to win $1,500 on the game being decided by exactly 7 points. It could be Patriots or Falcons winning. So if the game ends 42-35, for example, I'm likely to win this prop bet.
Now, it's what to win 1500?
200 to win 1500. Okay. So it's plus 750. If the game is decided by any score margin other than 7 points,
which is very likely.
Yes.
Very.
I will not win.
And what's your max payout?
My max payout is $500 to win $2,093.
Which is the high. You have the highest ceiling.
No, actually, Ross's ceiling was
I thought
higher.
His was 26-ish.
Yeah, mine's only $2,100.
Oh, I thought you said 29.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it for me, and now it's time for...
Let's get to the Bone Zone. Unfortunately, it is time for the Bone Zone. So, Jared, Bone Zone us.
Welcome to the... Bone Zone Super Bone Edition. Micah, hit the chime and the legal notice of fair use.
J-Bone said Super Bone, not Super Bowl. Therefore, he is not susceptible to any legal ramifications that may stem from the usage of the word Super Bowl.
All right, guys. This is my first time checking in with you since the end of the college football season. Right now in the studio, this is pre-recorded, so it's just me and Micah. I'm happy Ross and Dylan aren't here because they probably wouldn't have allowed me to do this segment. But Micah, under the table, was actually under a stall in the bathroom. I think he might have been tapping his foot to elicit some gay sex from me. But he actually said, hey, I want you to do a super bone zone. Yeah. Hit the gay sex sound effects. Cut that out. Like I said, this is my first time checking in since all that college football mumbo jumbo. You may remember this past season as the season wherein J-Bone was perfect after 8 straight of his J-Bone locks of the week. Is that right, Micah?
No, you were perfectly wrong.
Yeah, it's perfect.
8 weeks in a row.
It's the same thing. I was infallible. I could not do any wrong because I did so much wrong that it turned into rightness.
Just to be clear, your first 8 picks, you went 0-8.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Thank you. You might also remember this past season as the season wherein J-Bone taught me what's really important. Our Scientology Lord and Savior, High Master Xenu. Micah, hit the applause sound effect followed by the J-Bone chant sound effect.
J-Bone.
I'm back this week to talk about my incredible Super Bone locks of the week. And to convince you to get on mybookie.ag, put money on me, J-Bone, because at an incredible, unexplainable, inconceivable value of plus 450, you'd be a Bone Zone Bozo not to. Micah, hit all the Bone Zone Bozo sound effects in a row.
Bone Zone Bozo.
You're a Bone Zone Bozo, you little bitch. Bone Zone Bozo.
Bone Zone Bozo.
Bone Zone Bozo. Wah, wah.
J-Bone says, you're a Bone Zone Bozo. J-Bone says, you're a Bone Zone Bozo. J-Bone says, you're a Bone Zone Bozo.
8 straight correct picks. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool. But this is the big game. The stepdaddy of them all. The Super Bone. So I upped the ante from 8 to 18. Yes, your boy J-Bone is primed and ready to go 18 for 18 on his Super Bone prop bet. Locks of the week. Micah, what do you think about my chances of going 18 for 18 Bone Daddy style?
I don't think they're very good.
It's a good thing he's behind that podium right now because he probably has a boner. Hit the Micah has a boner sound effect. Producer Micah has a boner. First tier is the Bone-tastic bets. My 3 Bone-tastic bets are on who's going to be Super Bowl MVP. Put money on James White, Wisconsin Badger, Muhammad Sanu, because I saw him play when he was a freshman at the St. Petersburg Bowl. Great hands on him. And Kevin Hogan, am I saying that right? Michael Hogan?
Chris Hogan.
Yeah, him. He's going to be MVP. He had pretty good odds, and I like the cut of his jib. I hammered him hard. Next tier, the bona fide boner pick. I think that the most important part of this game is not the sport aspect. It's the halftime show. I hammered Lady Gaga bets because she doesn't disappoint. Not the fans. Not me when I used to listen to her a lot, all the time, on loop. And certainly not you guys when you bet on me for betting on her. Lady Gaga will not mention President Trump during the halftime show. I don't think she will because if she's going to do a Trump thing, it's going to be thinly veiled because she probably is like, you know what, I'm going to do a Trump thing that only smart people who didn't vote for Trump will get. Hammered that one. Another Lady Gaga bet I did is on Lady Gaga's hair color. She usually is torn around these days doing the blonde thing. I don't think so. I think that time is over. I think she's going white. A lot of value on white. I got white at plus 1,600 bones. That means that I risk $5 to win 80 smackaroonies. The bona fide boner picks and the bone-tastic bets pale in comparison. to J-Bone's lock of the Super Bone. I've never felt more confidence in any bet in my life, and while I only risked $30 on it, it's to win $330. So essentially, if I do in fact hit this bet, which I will, because it's J-Bone's lock of the Super Bone, I'm pretty much going to win this thing, like hands down. One $330 hit plus all the rest of my 17 bets hitting, it's game over. And then, remember, you bet on me, you get plus 450. Pretty incredible odds. This bet, I have so much reasoning behind it that I could do a whole entire podcast called Why J-Bone's Bet, His Bone Zone Lock of the Super Bone, is going to hit. But I'm not. I only got this small segment because it's all Ross would allow because, you know, he doesn't like me that much. But here's what it is. I put $30 to win $330 that Lady Gaga's first song at the halftime show is going to be Poker Face. Why? Ask me why, Micah.
Why, J-Bone?
Shut up. Micah, hit the Micah shut up sound effect. Micah, shut up, you stupid bitch. You heard him, Micah. Micah, please play a clip from the beginning of Poker Face by Lady Gaga. Not only does it have a long enough intro for the crowd noise to die down before she starts singing, you know, the long, ma, all that jazz, that's going to be perfect for the crowd noise to kind of go down. And then this is why, pay attention. I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. How you doing, Houston? That's my prediction right there. It says Texas in the first line of the song. She's going to say that. All Houston's going to be like, woo, Houston, yeah, our city sucks, but she said Houston, yeah. And boom. That's why Lady Gaga's going to start off with that song, ma, 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 ma. And that's why it's the ba, 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 Bone Zone, lock of the Super Bone. That's the Bone Zone. Those are my picks. Plus 450. I don't even know how I got such amazing odds. But I'm a perfect bettor. I'm a perfect gambler. I'm a perfect boy. Bet on me. Now back to whatever the fuck these idiots are up to.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. That's all we have for today. Make sure you listen to our Wednesday edition of the Backdoor Cover podcast, which is our Super Bowl extravaganza, where we lay out all of our picks for you, have a bunch of awesome guests for you. And don't forget to check out our prop contest on mybookie.ag. And use the promo code Backdoor, one word, for your 50% bonus. And check out the TFM Super Bowl Props Contest. And that is all we have for today. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.